Ever feel like you're like just on autopilot,
Yeah.
you know, just reacting to everything life throws at you? Like
Yeah.
you're stuck in this crazy battlefield with no way out.
Totally.
Well, a listener reached out with a request to dive into the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13. And let me tell you, this ancient text might actually have some like surprisingly relevant wisdom for us today.
Yeah, for sure.
It's called the Yoga of the Field and the Knower of the Field.
Ooh.
I know, right? Yoga of the field. Sounds a little, you know,
Little out there.
yeah, a little out there. But trust me on this. This chapter really gets to the heart of self-awareness, which, let's face it, is something we can all relate to, right? Whether you're like a seasoned yogi or just trying to survive your day-to-day. So for anyone who's not familiar with it, the Bhagavad Gita is this ancient Indian text. And it's this really interesting dialogue between Prince Arjuna and his charioteer, Krishna,
Okay.
who also happens to be, wait for it, a deity.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And all this is happening right before this huge battle.
That makes
Talk about
sense.
pressure. So it's kind of like the most epic life coaching session ever.
Right. In the history of humankind, right?
Exactly. So how does chapter 13 actually like tie into this whole idea of self-awareness and all this chaos?
Yeah, so it introduces these two really important concepts, the field and the knower of the field.
Okay.
So imagine the field as like your entire experience of reality, your body, your senses, your thoughts, emotions, your relationship, everything you perceive around you, basically everything.
So it's like this constant stream of input, kind of
Yes.
like our modern day, you know, news feed, like
Yeah.
always buzzing with notifications.
Yes, exactly. Like a
Got it.
constant influx of information and stimulation, right?
Right, exactly. And then, so the knower is.
The knower is your true self.
Okay.
It's that consciousness that's observing the field. So it's the part of you that experiences everything, but it's not defined by those things.
Okay. So like if the field is our smartphones, right, with all the notifications and everything, and the knower is like us, we're deciding which notifications matter, you know, how we respond, right?
Yes. The Bhagavad Gita is really reminding us that we are not our thoughts. We are not our emotions or our experiences. We are the awareness that experiences all of these things. And that distinction is crucial, right? Because just like Arjuna, who is facing this battle, we can get so caught up in the chaos of our own field, right?
Yeah.
But the Gita gives us this really empowering message. It says we have a choice. We can be ruled by all of that chaos, or we can step back, become the knower, and observe.
It's like in the source material where they talk about those aha moments,
Yeah.
you know, like when you suddenly realize, oh, I've been like stuck in this negative thought spiral.
Totally,
Except you're
yeah.
recognizing it, you're creating space for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the knower at work, right?
Exactly. And that space, that awareness, that's where the power lies.
Yeah.
Because it's the key to greater freedom, to self-mastery, you know? The
Right.
Gita suggests that by recognizing ourselves as this knower, we tap into this like wellspring of peace that goes beyond the chaos of the field.
That's so interesting. So the source material kind of hints that the next chapter is going to dive into something called the three gunas.
Yes.
Any clues about what we're in for?
Well, think of the gunas as these different modes of energy, and they influence like our internal world and how we interact with the world around us. It kind of adds another layer to this whole understanding of the self, but I'll have to wait for the next deep dive.
Oh, you're killing me. All right. So for anyone out there who's diving into the Bhagavad Gita or maybe just starting to explore these ideas, chapter 13 really drives home this powerful message. You are not defined by your experiences. You have the power within you to choose how you respond, to find that stillness, even in the middle of all the chaos.
Yes. As you move through your day-to-day, you know, try this. Notice yourself as the knower.
Okay.
Just observe the field of your thoughts, your sensations, but do it without judgment. See what you discover.
I love that. A little something to ponder. Until next time, keep exploring.